Now he goes on and he says, "For if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself." You know, Paul gets in some of the most marvelous statements that are imaginable, and watch out for them. We've had several of them in Galatians. Here is one. It's a gem. And now here's a motto that many of us ought to have put on the wall for us to look at every now and then. If a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself. And you don't deceive anybody else. We need to recognize that. I heard a man say this concerning another. He said, "I wish I could buy that man for what he's worth and sell him for what he thinks he's worth." A great many of us overestimate ourselves. And we need to recognize, especially when we come to God, we need somebody to help us bear the burdens. Now he says, "But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another." And I think he means here, don't run around getting everybody to carry your burdens. Don't do that. But why? Because he says, "For every man shall bear his own burden." Now, what kind of a burden is this? There is a burden that you can bear, but there is another burden that actually you cannot bear. Something must be borne, maybe heavy. And then there's a burden that you will have to bear. And this word is, I think, quite interesting. It can mean a child, a baby in the womb. Well, now, believe me, the mother carrying that will have to carry it, you see. And it means, actually, the load that's on a ship. That ship has to carry that cargo. And it is like that. There are certain things that you will have to bear yourself. You can't get somebody else to bear these things for you. You will just have to bear them yourself. And I think Dr. Phillips, it's not a good translation, but it's a marvelous interpretation. He puts it like this: he must shoulder his own pack. Or to every man his work. Or we have a very common colloquialism: every tub must sit on its own bottom. That's a good one. Now, each life is separated, isolated, segregated, quarantined. And I think that, frankly, Dr. Funk in his Funk and Wagnalls dictionary, he says the saddest word is the word alone. There are things that you and I'll have to bear alone. One is suffering. We are born into the world alone, a world of woe. We suffer alone. We have to face certain problems alone, physical suffering and sickness. I remember my little daughter, when she's a little child, got sick. And we were coming back from Texas. I took her to the hospital in Phoenix. And I looked down at her. She had 104 fever, and the doctor was examining her. Right there and then, I'd have given anything in the world if I could have taken that fever in my own body, but I can't. You got to bear things yourself, friends, and there's mental anguish, and there's some loved one that's far from God, and you're suffering. You can't share that with someone else, and then the day will come when you'll go down through the valley of the shadow of death. And Thomas Hobbes put it like this: "I'm taking a fearful leap into the dark alone." And how tragic it is to have to do that, by the way. And then there is the judgment seat of Christ. We must all appear there, every believer. And we'll have to appear there to have our works judged, you see. And then, of course, there's another burden that you can't share and you can't bear. And that's your burden of sin. And the Lord Jesus Christ bore that for you on the cross. And he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll rest you. And take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. I'm meek and lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your souls." Are you carrying a burden of sin today? Bring it to the foot of the cross. Jesus Christ bore it for you. And what a wonderful passage. It says, "I'm sorry that I didn't know this, and when I was a boy, to tell that old atheist in my hometown how wrong he was." There's no contradiction in the Bible, but he certainly was a contradiction.